Welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com podcast. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Features Editor. This podcast is a supplement to our data center cost containment FAQ. Joining me are Steve Miano, Gary S. Davis, and Michael Flugeman, all of Planet Consulting out of Los Angeles. Today we'll be discussing a number of topics around data center cost containment. While it's a no-brainer as to why cost containment is attractive to a customer, what are some other things customers might be drawn to within a data center cost containment project?
The way I'd kind of respond to that, Elaine, is that in the data center space, just about every corporation and institution right now is, you know, dealing with issues that are around capacity and demand. So demand is typically outpacing the capacity of many data centers. In fact, Gartner has prognosticated that a significant portion of data centers globally will, at some point in the next several years, essentially reach its capacity and require an uplift of some sort. So what we find is that as organizations are evaluating their alternatives and looking at the data center space, it's a good opportunity to look at, you know, gaining better efficiencies in terms of power and cooling infrastructure, as well as looking at the demand load, which is to say the actual IT equipment that is drawing power from the utility. So how can they gain efficiencies in that, as well as looking at operations and gaining some efficiencies and cost effectiveness and streamlining their operations as well.
Now, along these same lines, how does greening come into the project?
Sure. Let me just do a quick overview. This is Michael speaking. The first place to make gains for energy efficiency and greening a data center, most folks know, is to, and this echoes what Steve said, is to look at the demand. Anytime you can reduce the power load that equipment needs, IT equipment, the gains multiply when you look at the support it requires to power that load. So the first thing is reducing the power load of the IT equipment. And there are a lot of ways we can do that, which we'll discuss here. But that's key. The next item where the gains come from is doing cooling much more efficiently than what has been done traditionally. And there are a huge amount of gains to be made there. We can certainly get into details. The last thing is really on the power. Things like UPS and power distribution, there are some incremental improvements that can be made, but it's far less. So start with the actual load reduction, then look at cooling, and not only equipment and design, but operations is key, and then look at power.
When discussing this kind of project with a customer, what are some of the things that a reseller or solution provider would want to highlight to the customer?
Well, I think the first thing, Michael, again, if I can just start, is to understand where they are at now. A lot of our clients are living with 10, 15, 20-year-old legacy data centers that have huge opportunities for improvements, and that's one thing versus something that's fairly new and we're in the stages of incremental improvements or something where we're making some wholesale changes or upgrades. That's part of it. I think the other key is to understand where we are at, especially if we're looking at rebates and things, because you don't want to charge into improvements without documenting your starting point to really allow you to measure where you're going forward and what progress you're making.
Yeah, as Michael, this is Gary. As Michael was suggesting, managing demand is the easiest and simplest way to affect an overall green posture for your data center. We always say there's nothing green about a 2-megawatt data center. So what you want to do is identify the key requirements and try to affect those. We're actually trying to develop a profile that really requires less power, and that's effectively manning capacity and managing the systems that are being deployed to make sure those are efficient and necessary.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining me, Steve Miano, Gary Davis, and Michael Flugeman of Planet Consulting.
This is Steve Miano. Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Thanks, Elaine, for our participation. This is Michael Flugeman.
Thanks, Elaine. This is Gary Davis.
This has been Elaine Halm of SearchSystemsChannel.com, and thanks for joining us.